In the summer of 1943, a genteel and soft-spoken intelligence officer, wearing tartan trousers and smoking a pipe, put the finishing touches to a secret weapon he'd been working on for more than 3 years. This weapon, unique in its power and unlimited in its range, was quite different from any built before or since. It was so shrouded in secrecy that its inventors were, for some time, unaware that they even possessed it, and unsure how to use it. This weapon did not kill or maim. It did not rely on science, engineering, or force. It did not destroy cities, sink U-boats, or pierce the armor of panzers. It did something far more subtle. Instead of killing the enemy, it would get inside his head. It would make the Nazis think what the British wanted them to think, and therefore do what the British wanted them to do. Tar Robinson of MI5 had built a weapon that could lie to Hitler, and at the most critical junction of the Second World War, he urged Winston Churchill to use it.